Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你们的英文水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦。
Blair, I've noticed that you're looking a little bit depressed this morning. Is there anything wrong?
Oh, this morning? No, nothing's wrong with me. It's just, I've read this article this morning and...
What was it about?
Well, it's about child molestation.
Oh,That's a heavy topic. No wonder you look so depressed.
Yeah, 今天早上我看了一篇关于儿童性侵的文章啊。刚刚说到的这个单词呢 ,molestation, 就是侵害、骚扰、妨害的意思。
Yeah, why don't we just talk about it today to raise the awareness for our audience?
Yeah, sure. 那今天啊，我们就来跟大家聊一聊关于未成年人性侵这一个比较沉重的话题。希望呢能够唤起大家对这个问题的一个重视。今天的节目笔记呢，我们也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So the article you read, is it a true story?
Yeah, it is a true story. It's about a Chinese celebrity. Her name is Yang Rong. She's an actress. She shared a story of her own being molested when she was 4.
Oh my goodness, that's just awful.
Yeah, 演员杨蓉大家应该都不陌生，对不对？那今天我看到的那篇文章啊，就正好与她有关。她在社交媒体分享了一篇四岁的自己被侵害的故事。那刚刚说到的这个词 ,celebrity, 就是名人、名声的意思。
Yes, celebrity means a famous person. For example, you can say, celebrity has become one of the most important representations of popular culture.
Yes, and you know what really shocked me?
No, what is it?
Well, after knowing her story, many girls also shared their own experience of being sex abused or molested when they were little.
Yeah, knowing that so many girls also suffered from that is indeed shocking.
Exactly. 那在杨蓉那篇微博下面呢，就有很多的女孩子分享自己小时候啊遭受过的被侵害的一些经历。刚刚 Max 老师用到的这个词 suffer from, 我们也可以学习一下。
Yes, suffer from means to experience something unpleasant, such as an injury, defeat, or loss. If we experience something pleasant or fun, we wouldn't use the word suffer.
对，那我们一般说不愉快的经历就会用到 suffer。如果是非常快乐的、开心的，我们就不会用 suffer from 这个表达了。
Exactly. And one sad fact is that the real prevalence of child sexual abuse is not known because so many victims do not disclose or report their abuse.
对，那刚刚我们 Max 老师提到的这个词啊 ,prevalence.可能有点难以理解，在这里呢，我们可以把它翻译为发生率。所以这句话的一个意思就是，一个非常令人难过的事实是，真实的儿童性侵发生概率我们没有办法了解，因为很多的受害者啊选择缄口不言。
Yes, the primary reason that the public is not sufficiently aware of child sexual abuse as a problem is also that many child victims do not tell.Anyone about the abuse.
Right. 那社会啊，对于未成年人性侵没有引起足够重视的主要原因呢 ?Primary reason, 就是主要原因的意思。主要原因也是由于啊，受害者不把自己的这个受害经历说出来。
Yeah. Do you know who are the usual perpetrators?
Perpetrators? Does it mean, criminals?
Yes, exactly.
哦、oh, ，那我们刚刚 Max 老师说到的这个词啊 ，perpetrators 就是罪犯、犯罪人的意思，相当于 criminals.
Well, I know most child sexual abusers are men and maybe respected members of the community.
That's right. They come from all age groups, races, religions, and socioeconomic classes. Most victims know and trust their abusers.
Right.就是我们说罪犯啊，他并没有长着一张穷凶极恶的脸，他们来自社会的各个阶层，可能是被大家尊敬的长者，可能就是你平常擦肩而过的熟人。You know,
It makes me so sad, even just thinking about it.
But you know, there are also things we can do. Here are some tips on how you can protect your children.
对，那我们今天啊，就来给大家介绍一些能够帮助到身边的孩子免受其害的，我们力所能及的一些事情。
Right. So first, familiarize yourself with the policies and practices of organizations where your children spend time.
Yes, this is very important.
我们首先需要熟悉孩子会去的一些地方，比如说我们的幼儿园、学校的一些规章制度和基本情况。Familiar, 大家都认识是形容词啊，表示熟悉。Familiarize, 它是个动词，表示熟悉、了解。
Right. The second is teach your children appropriate names for their body parts and start early and talk often about child sexual abuse.
Right. I think it is of vital importance to share with your children about that so they can be aware and they'll know what is strongly prohibited.
Exactly. Then use everyday situations to keep the conversations about personal safety ongoing.
在咱们国内呢，很多的家长啊，可能从来没有给孩子做过性教育知识的一些普及，觉得不太好意思开口，或者说不知道要如何开始。但其实啊，尽早的给孩子这方面信息的一个传递，能够很好的帮助孩子免受侵害，其实这才是对孩子最大的一个帮助。
Right, and the third thing parents can do is to be vigilant and ask questions.
第三个建议就是家长需要随时的保持警惕 ,vigilant, 就是我们说的警惕的注意的。家长除了随时保持警惕之外呢还要多问问孩子的一个情况。
Watch for changes in your child's behavior. If your child is reluctant about going to certain places or with certain people, ask questions.
Right, 那家长呢、啊、也要随时观察孩子的一个行为。如果说孩子对于去一些地方表示抗拒Reluctant, 就是我们说的抗拒的、不情愿的。如果孩子有表现出这样的一个行为，家长一定要引起重视，多问问孩子情况，多问问问题。
Yeah, I think these are the most important tips we can share with our audiences. And I hope every child in the world can grow up happily, freely, and of course, healthy.
今天的话题确实可能稍显沉重了啊，那希望我们今天的分享呢，能够给大家一些帮助，同时也能够唤起大家对于青少年身心健康的一个重视，让我们的孩子呢，都能够无忧无虑的快乐成长。那今天我们的节目呢，就到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，限量名额200个。想报名免费体验的同学，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
Okay, so that's the end of today's heavy podcast. This is Max.
This is Blair, and thank you so much for listening. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。